I'm Alan Brandt. The Louisville Ballet continues its new season with Director's Choice on October 22nd and 23rd. I talked to the Louisville Ballet's artistic director, Bruce Simpson, about the program, and he says it's quite diverse.
Yeah, it's a very interesting program. What we wanted to do was do some really excellent classical ballets. So to join two pieces together, there are two classical ballets on the program. The first is Raimonda at the beginning of the program, and the last ballet on the program is Seasons. And they're both by the same composer, by Alexander Glazunov.
We've played the Seasons quite a bit here. It's a beautiful, lush...
It's beautiful, and the wonderful thing, even with Raimonda, the wonderful thing about Glazunov, he's such a fantastic colorist. You know, he has such a wonderful palette as a composer, and his music's very danceable. And so we're doing Raimonda at the beginning in the 19th century manner, you know, with 19th century tutus, and exactly, you know, how it would have maybe looked at the beginning of the 20th century. But then really the challenge today is to try, well, what does classical ballet look like in the 21st century? And so Val Canaparoli and Sandra Woodall, the designer for Seasons, and myself have transferred it into an abstract form, and it's going to look very, very beautiful. And I'm very excited that two great classical works by the same composer on the same program, and then these wonderful contemporary pieces in the middle.
So when have this new version of the Seasons, are you talking the classical part is the music, and then the new part is the dance?
No, it's not just that. Like, you know, like even though it's a 200-year art form, choreographers today are using the classical foundation of the vocabulary of the classical ballet, but doing it in new ways, and that's wonderful. One of the things I really, truly admire about Val Canaparoli is he certainly is a classical ballet choreographer, but certainly working in the 21st century. And he does wonderful things with the human body, but the base is still the classical ballet.
Mm-hmm. So in between our Glazunov sandwich, as it were, you've got some very interesting music. One of which has Mozart mixed with the punk band. It's a punk band, the Cramps.
Yeah, well, in actual fact, it's very interesting. There's two pieces here, and one of them is by the choreographer, who's the resident choreographer to the Stuttgart Ballet in Germany, and the other is, in actual fact, the director of the ballet company in Hannover in Germany. Georges Manes did Merz, which is it's March, and it's based on the month that Mozart composed the piano concerto number 23. And it's a very romantic piece, and in contemporary literature, dance literature, that's kind of maybe unusual. Mm-hmm. People kind of tend to things that are like edgy or a little brash. And this is really a very beautiful romantic pas de deux. It's very sentimental and exquisite. And coupled with that is Mopi by Marco Gucca, which is just an extraordinary piece, which was premiered for Peter Boll, who was a principal dancer for New York City Ballet, and now he's the artistic director of Pacific Northwest Ballet in Seattle. And he commissioned this piece in 2004. And it's really an absolutely amazing statement on teenage angst today. And it does mix Bach and the Cramps Surfing Bird, which is really very, very unusual and very exciting for me as an artistic director. And we're bringing in one of the stars of Pacific Northwest Ballet, James Moore, to dance that piece. It's a 15-minute solo for one man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this was, in essence, a partnership with the Pacific Northwest Ballet.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're very delighted to be partnering with one of the top four ballet companies in the country. And it just says great things for the way that we, you know, share ideas and share everything from afar afield as Seattle and San Francisco and Louisville.
Well, I've heard of that a lot happening with the orchestras, where orchestras will pool their money and commission a work for a composer, and then they'll all have their own individual premieres. But how did this get started with the...
Well, that's exactly the same thing here. I've been wanting to do a modern, if you like, a 21st century version of Seasons for many, many years. Lots of choreographers choose the Vivaldi Seasons, and very few the Glazunov, and it does have its issues in the sense that it is allegorical and it has all kinds of strange things like gnomes and frost and ice, and it could sound a little old-fashioned. So the challenge was to bring it into the 21st century. Val Canaparoli, who of course did our Brown Forman Nutcracker last year, and I have been talking for about 3 years about this, and Pacific Northwest Ballet were looking for a piece by Val, and he suggested they talk to me about the ideas that we were having. And this ended up as a partnership, and so it's proven to be incredibly successful. They premiered the piece to great acclaim last November, and now it's our turn.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you just joined us, we're talking to Bruce Simpson, Artistic Director of Louisville Ballet. Glazunov Seasons is about the same length as Vivaldi Seasons.
Yes, it is indeed. And what I actually love about the Glazunov, it starts with winter, and finishes with fall, finishes with autumn. And so the ending of the ballet is extraordinarily rich and warm, and I love that about it. And some of the melodies are just so generous in their capacity to move us. And it's just always been one of my favorite pieces of music, and I'm just surprised that it isn't performed more often.
Well, it seems like a really good balance of the new with the classic.
Yeah, well, this is what we all, you know, like with our resident choreographer, Adam Hogland, we always try to, on our mixed repertory programs, we always try to do pieces and put a set of ballets together which will appeal to a broad range of taste. And I think this is a great example of just the range of work, A, that the Louisville Ballet does, and B, that the dancers and the artists and the company are capable of. They're going from a tutu ballet into something really very, very contemporarily modern, and then back to dancing the classical ballet as we know it, but in a 21st century form. So mm-hmm. It really is a very exciting evening.
I imagine, especially for someone who's not familiar with what a ballet company does, it would be a good introduction.
Yeah, I think certainly. I think the Raimondo will kind of ease you in there, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised and entertained by the two ballets in the middle of the program. And of course, Seasons is just a voluptuous spectacle for the eye.
Yeah. And a sidebar, as it is, as it were, is that ballet bar returns, something that you did years ago, but you'll have kind of a mixer with the dancers.
Yeah, for the 9 years I've been here, I keep hearing wonderful stories about the ballet bar at the Memorial Auditorium, where the audience used to mix with the dancers and the stage crews and everyone after the performance. And we've been trying to figure that out for several years now, but on the 23rd, after the Saturday evening performance at the Kentucky Center, if you come to the ballet and then you wish to not go home immediately but would like to meet the dancers and the staff of the Louisville Ballet, then you know the bar in the lobby of the Kentucky Center is becoming the ballet bar for that evening. So we're hoping it will allow people to meet the dancers and interact with them in a way that they don't normally do.
Yeah, and I know dancers really appreciate hearing from the audience that appreciates their work, because I don't think they get the appreciation verbally enough.
I think that's by the very nature of what we do. You walk out the stage door and get into your car and go home mm-hmm. and do the laundry kind of thing, you know. So, yeah, absolutely.
All right, that's, again, the trio of premieres that is included in the Director's Choice at Whitney Hall with the Louisville Ballet. It's October 22nd and 23rd, and tickets at 502-584-7777. That's 502-584-7777. Or you can go to the Louisville Ballet website, which now has video and updated
have a great Facebook page there with lots of lovely interviews of the dancers backstage at our premises on Main Street. And what I really like about that is the fact that members of the audience can actually get a feel for what the dancers really go through in their working day.
Mm-hmm. And that's at louisvilleballet.org. Well, Bruce Simpson, thanks for coming in, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Always a pleasure, Alan. Thank you.